Well, the market sell-off continues for local shares, with the ASX 200 down another 150 points, around 2.2% weaker at lunch on Wednesday. This is now a third day in a row with losses of more than 100 points for the ASX 200 index. And we're following Wall Street weaker, which fell another 3% for the Dow Jones overnight. That's the second successive session where it's seen a loss of that magnitude. And it all culminates over the ongoing coronavirus outbreak and its spread outside of China, and what that could possibly mean for the global economic story and global economic growth. So concerns continuing to weigh on markets around the world. Today we've seen over the past few sessions, or rather we've seen the ASX falling more than 400 odd points since hitting fresh record highs on Thursday afternoon last week. So selling has been across the board today. It has really hit every single sector deeply in negative territory, the tech sector in particular being hit the hardest. But what we've seen is about 180 odd stocks of the top 200. That's more than 90% of the top 200 in negative territory. Companies reporting profit results, though, have performed relatively well and are among the handful of stocks to actually improve. Some of the best are Healius, which is a medical center and pathology operator. It's actually up around 17% today. It's more than tripled its reported net profit for the first half, up to $66 million from about $20 million this time last year. Also considering selling its medical center business as well. Another strong improver today is Invacare, the funeral homes operator, up around the 8% mark. It's seen a 50% jump in its net profit, and margins have improved over half as well, while Virgin Australia, Australia's second largest airline, also up as much as 8% in today's session. At the moment, up around the 6% mark. The airline did mention the fact that it's likely to see a second half impact to its earnings by between $50 and $75 million due to the coronavirus outbreak. And over the first half, did actually report a first half loss as well. So interesting to see Woolies today out with its profit numbers. It's down 3% and one of the main weights on the market. It did see sales lift over the half across most of its businesses, including struggling discount retailer Big W, but it has seen its costs also increasing due to the restructuring of its drinks and hotels business, Endeavour Group, and also further underpayments have been discovered. So around $315 million now for the first half has been announced. It's also expecting a bit of a softer outlook for the coming half. So the share price down a bit for that particular company. And we've seen the Aussie dollar holding relatively well. It's hovering around 65.9 US cents.